Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal podcast, welcoming you to 2024. How's it going for you? Are you still going? Have you stopped? What's happening out there in your life? Did you have a great New Year's Eve? A fun New Year's Day? Are you a football fan? Could you care less about football? All those things, I know, lots of questions, and it's not like I can actually hear your responses, but I'm interested to know kind of what's going on with you. So hopefully you had some fun. Now that we're into January, yes, it's time to kick those resolutions, those ideas, those goals that you had into high gear. So here's a question for you. Have you stopped already? Have you quit on yourself? Or are you still going? I see a lot of your heads down, feet kind of shuffling around. Man, if you can hit the reset button back up a week, would you? Or are you still going on like you wanted to? So in this episode, let me tell you how to get back and stay on track with three easy habits that you can start now that's going to keep you going, really, beyond 24, because there are ways that you can build momentum. So remember, the Peel Appeal podcast, it's not about the social media bullshit. It's about what's going to work for you. Backed on science, backed by experience from either myself or with my clients on how to help you be the best version of yourself. I know that's a cliche phrase, but it really is, right? You have to be the best version of yourself for your career, your family, and everything that you want. So I'm sure you've heard the phrase, or another one, right? You can't eat an elephant in one bite. Well, guess what? I don't eat elephants, so it's definitely not going to be at least one bite for me, but you understand what I'm talking about, right? I'm like you. I got to wake up every morning, figure out what the hell I am going to eat. Plus, yeah, I have a job. I have a day job on top of this, what I do. So there's habits that I create, and you can create some easy habits too to help make this a healthy and active lifestyle for years. Not just dieting. That's also a downfall of resolutions, is I want to lose that 25 pounds until you diet, and then you die, right? Because that's part of the word diet. But we're not going to talk about this one, that topic, in this podcast. So here we go. Habit numero uno. And I do this myself, and that's how I know that it works and it keeps you on track. Lay out your breakfast items the night before. Yeah, your breakfast items. Everybody talks about meal prepping and want to get my lunch, my dinner. Hey, you forgot what happens first is when your feet hit the floor and you're still at home, right? Lay out your breakfast items. Yep, it's the most important meal of the day to start your metabolism and fuel your brain, right? So take the guesswork out of what am I going to eat? Or maybe, shit, I don't have enough time to make breakfast because I woke up late, or something happened with one of your pets, or something happened with the kids, or whatever it may be. And so then you skip it, and now you run through McDonald's or buy donuts and a large Diet Coke, and your day screwed from there. So take the guesswork and the stress out by setting it all up the night before. And I do it myself. My coffee cup, my shaker cup, my pan and cooking spray for my eggs, my vitamins. All those things are laid out, so when I get downstairs, for me, boom, I'm ready to go. Number two, take 2 minutes every couple hours to stretch your tight muscles from sitting at your desk. Right? That's it. It's not every hour. It's not every 15 minutes. It's not things that is unheard of for you to do. 2 minutes every 2 hours. You can even use my course, Stretch at Your Desk, or Strengthen at Your Desk, as your guide to do so. And as a matter of fact, here through the end of January, if you use my Stretch at Your Desk or Strengthen at Your Desk and put in code January24, you can get it for $1. That's right. One full year for a dollar. Trust me, your body is worth it. So take a couple minutes, every couple hours, stretch those tight muscles from sitting at your desk, strengthen those weak ones. You'll have more energy, you'll have more confidence, you'll have less fatigue. So that means more career longevity, have better attitude. Your coworkers and your manager will like you a whole lot more because you're happier, right? Maybe your family does too. So that's habit number two that I'm going to suggest to you. Get my courses, stretch at your desk, strengthen at your desk. Less than 10 minutes per day makes a huge difference in energy level, reducing your chronic pain, and it helps set you up to keep yourself moving and exercising when you're off of work, or maybe when you exercise before work that day. It just keeps that momentum going. Habit number three, drink half your body weight in ounces of water daily. Nope. It's not the same old 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day. It's half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 250 pounds, yep, that's a lot of water because you're a bigger person. So you're going to need more water. If you're only 130 pounds, why the hell are you drinking more than half your body weight in ounces? You're going to float away. So you don't need as much. And the same thing for kids also. If you have children, how much do they weigh? They also require half their body weight in ounces. So if you have an 80-pound child, they don't need 64 ounces of water. Way too much, right? They only need 40 ounces of water. Hydration, right? Key for brain function. Key for energy, muscle function, joint function, helps keep your muscles hydrated. It helps with just moisture in your body. You think clear, also helps with weight management. So it gives you the sensations of being fuller longer. Sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're really just dehydrated and you need more water. So remember, drink half your body weight in ounces of water daily. That's habit number three, right? So let's recap real quick before I give you a bonus one. Number one, lay out your breakfast items the night before. Number two, take 2 minutes every 2 hours to stretch your tight muscles from sitting at your desk. Number three, drink half your body weight ounces of water daily. See, even I still get that confused how it goes. Right? If you can't do all three, pick one. Pick one of those habits. Let that be your easy win to build onto your healthy and active lifestyle from now until, right? That's why it's called lifestyle. All right, here's your bonus habit. This one might be a little tougher for you, but this really can make a massive difference. Don't buy the sugary foods at the grocery store. That's it. If you don't buy cookies, if you don't buy the candy, if you don't buy the sugary snacks, you can't eat it at home. And they say, oh, the kids need it. They're the ones that eat it. Ah, bullshit. You eat it too. You might even eat it more than they do. And they don't need all of that sugar either. So start with that habit. Plus, you save money. Grocery stores are ridiculously expensive, right? We're spending more money for the same amount of food. So why do you need to buy all that shitty food? You don't. Cut it out the grocery store. It doesn't come home. You don't eat it. It doesn't go onto your waste, and it doesn't go to waste in the garbage can because now it's just been sitting in your cabinets. So there's your bonus habit. So remember, hitting your goals does not happen in one day or even 1 week. It's these small daily habits that result in massive positive change for a lifetime of success. That's right. So love yourself to give yourself the care you deserve because you do. Right? No one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. So, you know, I've been to my website. There's an option on there on my homepage to sign up for my newsletter. So actually, I do, even though it says monthly, I got to make that a change. I try to send out a weekly update on how to be healthier or active and some stuff behind the scenes in my life. You know, I'm really a regular guy. I enjoy having cocktails and beer. I enjoy having dessert and going out to dinner and having a nice, fatty, full of calories and things like that dinner as the next person. I live in New Orleans. Why would I not? Right? So I share some of that, and you never know what happens also. What comes to my mind in newsletter? Hey, we got things like Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day, Thanksgiving. There's all sorts of holidays and things going on around here in the New Orleans area that I like to participate in and share. So go to my homepage today. Go to mattpeel.com. Scroll down the bottom of the homepage and sign up. I promise you'll enjoy it, make a laugh, and get some good information on top of that. So this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal Podcast. Until next time, have a great one.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help. Sign up for our newsletter and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.